with media projects. This is a project to create articles about neighborhoods in New York City, create all sorts of content about New York City in wiki format that's useful to the residents of New York City. We have, starting off with neighborhoods, we're also potentially going into stuff with community groups, creating directors of community groups with the local government, into potentially journalism, crowdsourcing projects. We've had some discussions about that. There are all sorts of uses that we think we could put these to in this context, local context. And we sort of, you know, would like to hear obviously people's ideas from different parts of different types of wikis and different ways of contributing to content that might be relevant to local stuff.
It's very general.
And I'm Katie, I'm a user odd, and I'm like involved with Wikipedia for a long time, but now I'm also involved with OpenStreetMap, and like right now I'm mapping DC, there's other people involved, but it's just right now all the buildings, and then the next step we can figure out what they're all called, and figure out which ones have Wikipedia articles, and somehow tie information together in a way that's new, location based.
Yeah,
you're
doing it
tomorrow. Yeah, and so I just feel so overwhelmed right now with things to do. But it was three years or so ago, I bought a domain at dcmapguide.com with the idea of putting this together, and I'm finally starting to work on it. But.
I'm Jim Henderson, and I'm here because I photograph and geotag pictures of buildings in New York, and that surely has some kind of connection to neighborhoods.
Absolutely.
Pictures of what? I'm sorry. Pictures of buildings and roads and things.
Sure.
And I put locations in them that show exactly where they are by longitude and latitude, which shows up in Google Maps and other places.
Okay, I'm Robert, user Robert Pollard. I've been focusing a lot on kind of just generally compiling from open data sources and facilities and institutions and transportation facilities and looking at how to integrate it. I was very excited by the last presentation where
Yaron
was showing some of the form plugins, forms like. Yep, Charlie, I wish you'd been there. You've shown got some nice forms on ITP here. I think will help us set those up for
I hope you took extensive notes and you're going
to
write it up.
I suggested it would be a great project for a demonstration of media wikis and the like software. Mm-hmm. You know, without instruction and stuff.
Yeah, it looked actually like it had a lot of relevance.
I'm kind of interested in mapping, although when I went to OpenStreetMaps, I wanted to add my community garden. There's no thing for a community, icon for a community garden. And
that's
I didn't want to start a whole process of setting up building my house and so on. So.
We can discuss that later, but the thing about it is Wikipedia, you can download a whole Wikipedia database and do your own thing with it.
Yeah.
You can download the OpenStreetMap database and people have created maps for cycling, where highways are de-emphasized and the cycling ways are prominent.
I'd like to see how we can do that because I love mapping.
So you can do your custom maps, they can emphasize the things that you want.
Yeah, cool.
My name is Sophia. Why I am here on this panel is my name is Greg Maybe. Because I am a big dreamer about a certain neighborhood in New York, which I belong to the group, and we wish this neighborhood very well. And also I am a political activist, and I am in a group which fights the mafia, which is in this neighborhood, which is Polish neighborhood, Greenpoint, and we have community center there. And we have, they have enormous budget. We could do plenty of things with this budget from our money because $1 million come from the credit union. And this board of directors is a group of idiots. And we already, a couple of times, we already collected 5,000 signatures, 2,000 signatures. 1,700 signatures. We took them to court 5 times. And probably we have to kill them, because nothing helps. So, you know, I have my big plans, which, like, for example, I think we would be able to ask with this budget, to ask every child who is finishing high school that he will be Wikipedia literate. And I consider Wikipedia like a 21st century pen. Really, because it is a pen of 21st century. Everybody should know it. So it's possible to do it, and we have five hands. So. Oh, and I have just one wonderful moment. If you can, there will be a big celebration and a big on HBO. They start a new film, which is very big one. It's called Boardwalk Empire. It will be like a Soprano. There are already announcements all over. And this film, which I participate to, imagine that it is. It takes place in Atlantic City in 1920s, and this whole city, up to the last candy bar, was built in Greenfield. Together with ocean and everything, and there is a tiny film, 2 minutes. It shows in a very quick time how it was built. So you can maybe, on the 19th of September, make a link on LifePost or someplace from the like, neighborhood link to the premiere of the film by Martin Scorsese.
Can we try a little bit to limit the amount of stuff? Because it's going to take us a while to get around here, so. I don't want to be a censorship freak, I just want to make sure we keep moving. That's all.
I'm Ed Johnston. I live in Boston, but I live in an old part of town that has a lot of historic buildings and a fairly aggressive neighborhood association that maybe I could talk into doing something. We could think of something good to do.
I'm Sue Gardner. I'm hoping to be in all three sessions, so I'm going to start this one. I am going to duck out, but it's not going to be a commentary on this session.
I'm Tom Longhouse, and I work on this .nyc. Bringing this resource, this internet resource, .nyc to New York is a not-for-profit infrastructure development, and .nyc neighborhoods are part of that, and I'm sure I'll say more about it as we go along.
I'm Pete Hess, I'm a member of the New York City Media Wiki, and I went to one of the meetings on NYC Web. I've taken interest in New York City history and neighborhood stuff, which kind of seems like a place.
I'm David Goodman. I'm actually mainly interested in Wikipedia, and to a certain extent, I see something like this as a way of doing outreach for Wikipedia.
We see Wikipedia as a way of doing outreach for the NYC.
Yeah. I mean, the point is to get people involved and then see where they end up, basically. But the first step is to get the people into this general way of thinking and this way of networking.
Jeremy Barron, Jeremy B on Wiki. I'm one of the administrators of the NYC Wiki.
I'm Charlie Michelle. I'm the Secretary of the Internet Society. I'm currently hosting the NYC Wiki.
Adam Moss, my username is user Michigania. The only time I keep hearing my name and my pseudonym of sorts used twice in the same day. Ugh. That's becoming a common thing. Live in Jersey. I'm born in New York, although we don't know if I'm in New York City or if I'm in Nassau County because of a hospital geographical situation.
Keep it brief.
Basically, I am a roads and transportation freak. So that's what I basically do on this site.
I'm Dan Eldridge. I like maps. And the other one didn't look so good, so.
Great.
Well, this sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, well, where this came from was Tom's suggestion about, you know, he wants the .nyc top level domain to be used as a public resource rather than just something which is used to sell domains to raise money for the city or whatever. And has campaigned for this for a long time. And one of the things that he's been successful in getting the city in its request for proposals to set aside a bunch of names for the neighborhoods already, they've said that. And so we had meetings where we discussed, you know, what we'd do it, and there were people who had, you know, talked to us who'd done things with bulletin boards and so on for local areas. But it was when he met up with Richard that the kind of aha moment came, when we realized that a wiki was the ideal way of handling this. It was a one format that could work well for neighborhoods that would allow people to interact and everything. And so, you know, the idea of thinking is that, you know, we're at the moment we might have, you know, nyc wiki dot Jackson Heights, that those things will eventually end up as second level domains as .nyc, you know, so it'll be Jackson Heights .nyc, you know, is where we're going, but we don't have to wait for the top level domain, which, you know, as ICANN is sort of continuously procrastinating, it happens, that we should just go ahead and start now.
Yeah. Who are you controlling?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, there are a whole bunch of things. Why don't you go to like community portal or something?
I was gonna go to main page for sure.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. It's been doing this today. Don't blame me.
Just keep it brief. No, okay.
Not that I know how to solve this. You have to wait a few minutes probably before it reboots.
There's the main page.
You can't get the portal, but you get the main page.
There.
Try the portal again.
God. Can we do stuff with Jack?
Yeah,
Jolly
will take care of it. Well, what's a local problem?
I mean, it's not your problem, but.
It's a local issue. It's a local wiki, so it's okay.
So it's.
It's okay. It's not so important we focus on that.
So anyway, I kicked it off by finding the city planning site that there was this list of sort of canonical list of neighborhoods. And we put it on there and we started working on them. And then the first problem we came up with, well, the first thing was, you know, importing existing content from Wikipedia. And so, you know, the thing is that there's so much content that it's already bang if you just import the whole Wikipedia page. But, you know, someone's, what else can you do? So the next decision was to sort of take that Wikipedia content and sort of carve it up and set it up into, you know, six sections.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you want to talk about, you know, but there were certain things that we had that we didn't really resolve. Is what do you do after we figured out how to import or export? Is what do you do with existing links to Wikipedia? Do you make them external links or make them internal links? We've gone the internal link way, but then, you know, you can't differentiate between what's sort of inside the wiki and what's outside the wiki. So this
yeah,
is one.
We wanted, I guess, sort of grow cleverly by, you know, sort of using what's in Wikipedia and building on it. Because, like,
it's possible, I mean, like, it's just a technical thing, but it's like, if it's going to Wikipedia, make like a class in a link that's then it can use CSS to like style it like one way and then. Why do that even on Wikipedia if it's a redirect?
Yeah.
I
saw that. It's like just that far beyond my capabilities, but it's awesome. But it would also need a lot. You have to go through and edit every link, and then you have to go through selectively saying, you know, there's no way to really do it automatically.
I think there is a way.
There's a way. Yeah, but there is a way.
So one thing we need at NYC Wiki is someone, at the moment I've been doing this technical work, and I'm basically
coming at it from scratch.
Is the RN helping you?
I just talked to him about it after his presentation.
He
would be really great because, particularly the need, I think, to have sort of simple forms for the entrance.
But I would be careful about that though, like, I mean, not making it too structured and then it gets away from like the way to feel like where it's like free form.
I actually observed that some one of the ones we looked at was the Ann Arbor Wiki, and there they'd gone to forms over the top with forms, and it seemed to in the end have kind of like to some extent it had killed.
That's why I use Medium Wiki, then use something else. You can go like that far, but so just be careful.
And we want to not just have it, you know, people just noticing it online. The great thing about neighborhoods is that, you know, neighborhoods exist and you can go there and you can have workshops in all these neighborhoods. And we're just talking about doing stuff on East Elmhurst.
We got a couple of things coming up on Tuesday. I have a meeting with people in East Elmhurst, Corona, who have a room twice the size of this. It's run by the State University in some odd way. And they have like a dozen work terminals. And the idea is to bring in people, I guess at this point, would be to try and bring them in and show them what Wiki Dynamic Wiki is about, and ask them possibly to input, you know, a focused area, each of them, judging from the suggestion that was made at the lightning round there about the toilets or parks or something of that sort, but train them in how to access the wiki. So there are 12 of these places around the city. So we were thinking, we had this idea, which I guess is borrowed from Wikipedia, of a neighborhood of the month. I'm proponing for the moment.
Yeah, it's been a week.
It's been long weeks. It's been a very long week. Now it's been hard. So maybe it'll be for the month, and we'll move back to week and day eventually. But and then we have a meeting on next, maybe I get some advice on this before then, but on Wednesday, I'm on this show on BronxNet, on the public access channel up there, and you're going to be interviewed about, we'll be able to tell them that, you know, the Bronx is next, you know. So I'm up here recruiting is the story I'll be telling you. For a Bronx neighborhood and trying to find some people up in the Bronx who want to help develop a particular neighborhood, whatever it is. So we're just, you know, trying to figure out what goes on in a neighborhood has been my question. You know, so I live in Jackson Heights, been involved with this stuff forever. And if you look at the Jackson Heights page, you know, I kind of stumbling trying to figure it out. We have 6 different categories that Richard's come up with. Certain things fit, certain things don't. So, you know, to keep it open, and, you know, we don't want to be in it any form mode for a while, and very minimally. And the other thing I think that's really helpful, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, is any GIS stuff. I mean, I find that's one of the biggest complaints I have about Wikipedia itself. But, I mean, everything in Wiki NYC has a place. I mean, there's a physical place associated with everything. And we have no maps. I mean, there's really very little. Today on the map, we have an ASCII map for the floor here.
Yeah.
One of the things about the data that I have is that one can construct a link to the city map based on the coordinates.
As long as we have access, is that legitimate?
And the question is whether we can have that map display page.
I will say that for mapping extension we're using at the moment, which is just the plain mapping extension, I find, you know, pretty unsatisfactory. It has those extra things down on the right hand side of, you know, which you read. And on my box, if I'm on it and I scroll, it starts scrolling. Instead of scrolling the page, it scrolls the map, which I found using CSS to set it up to the right seems to have solved that problem. But I've been very impressed with OpenStreetMap in Patch, you know, its application in Patch.
Yeah.
And if we can get up to the same level of implementation that Patch has got.
It just takes time. I mean, like for what I'm doing for DC, it would be easy to replicate it, but it's just, I mean, to do it right, it's easy to do it, poor job. And then it's like, I mean, it's hard to undo that. But maybe it's like, maybe like you can build off of like...
So that as soon as you've got a page and it's got a coordinate, it just goes on the map, you know, which is obviously what happens on Patch.
Yeah. But also, like, just, like, making the styles, like, custom and...
But once you've done those, can't you just basically share those instead of as a kind of extension?
Yeah.
I think you know, the next thing that I'd like to bring up is a sort of thing where of Tom's idea of what a neighborhood needs as against what a wiki is. And he's thinking more of a sort of a place where people in the neighborhood interface with each other and, you know, have a community forums and those kind of things, where the traditional role of a wiki is more as a repository of information. And so, where you know, you might collaborate on the information, but not so much with each other. And we tried, the enhanced comments?
Liquid threads.
Yeah. And backed off on it. But it's an interesting thing, you know, what they were talking about Ahmed, where, you know, the kind of criteria that you have for doing something like an encyclopedia are different, very different to what you need for a neighborhood wiki about what kind of content and what you're looking for and what the purpose of it is. And this is what developed organically, is still trying to sort of guide it and conceive of what exactly the purpose of it is going to be. Tom, do you want to speak to this?
Yeah, well, I guess, pardon me. I mean, the way I approach it is, the way I've seen this over the years, is that I was involved with the community board. I was on the community board for 14 years, and I recognize, which is the most local level of governance in the city, and I recognize that how poor local communication is. So I used the example of this college town I went to. I lived in Terre Haute, Indiana, where they had two television stations, eight radio stations, and a daily newspaper focused on the need of the 100,000 people who live there. And in New York City, you know, my neighborhood, Jackson Heights, we're almost 100,000 people, and we don't have any of those things. You know, unless a plane goes down at LaGuardia Airport, nobody ever reports on Jackson Heights. You might have a bed bug influenza coming or something, but nothing good. You know, you can't count on it if there's nothing good. And I just see that these neighborhood names are an opportunity to develop good local communication. And when done now, and particularly, I mean, I think within this, is a good time to get information, you know, to get all the information about the neighborhood. And as we move forward, find these tools that we can use to communicate more about issues and the opportunities in the community and organize ourselves around them so that neighborhoods can govern themselves much more effectively than they ever could before. And, you know, I think that's a second tier, though. I think for the moment, the idea is information, and I think this technology that we have at hand, sucks in information. And so to try and find out everything that we can about the neighborhood and how we can input information and organize it and find out how neighborhoods differ in terms of what information they want and such, and how neighborhoods can learn from one another, I think is the task for the moment. And I keep changing. You know, I put stuff up, and I don't know, some people take it down. They say that's crazy, and maybe it is. I'm still very much listening. You know, I'm not certain exactly what it is that we need in a neighborhood in terms of information, except for everything. You know, it'd be nice to get everything up there so that if you want to know, you know, you live in Jackson Heights and you want to know about a particular area, you click on it, it tells you that house we lived there 100 years ago and now, and the roof leaks and what have you. And the whole problem with all this stuff with the .NYC or all this stuff is privacy issues, but. Young people don't care about privacy, so I don't bring it up as much as I used to, but it certainly is it would have been a big concern, the fact that we are going to have this absolutely incredible ability to snoop on one another in New York and everywhere, I guess, but for the moment, I'll not.
All right, I have a comment on that, which I think, while it's a sort of grand purpose, I feel it's in some ways too amorphous on the one hand. And two, there are other people with a lot more resources than us that are already firing off at this, but it's, for us to actually organize an entire, all the information of a neighborhood, there are, other repositories from Google through to the city, through to PATS, through to whoever, that are kind of doing this stuff. And I think that moving slightly towards Wikipedia, what we should focus on is the heritage of the neighborhood.
Yeah, I like that. Because in DC, it's like there are like neighborhood blogs who do like really like amazing job, like, and then there's like Twitter and things like that. So like you can like
and keep. And there's local history that is not notable enough for Wikipedia. you know, so, but it's notable at the local level.
Yeah,
you can still use those kind of like things of notability, you know, point of view or so on, because it is nevertheless you're talking about facts, but you can extend it to be able to like do a little bit of a, you know, like the Wiki News has the interviews and these kind of things.
Yeah.
And I think we should be aiming very much at the young people and give them somewhere where they can go and interview the old people in their neighborhood, find out things, look up and do research, sort of form projects and build on it. And I think that's something that we should look at facilitating from that kind of thing, rather than being so much of like, you know, getting all of the bus timetables and the this and the that and that kind of
thing. That'll never be up to date.
You can also do that because you can link to anything else.
Right.
You can link to the Port Authority,
The city is a very good example. The city parks, for example, their website is pitiful. I mean, for the most part, really pitiful. Rather small park. You go to the main page, you click in, you get a blank page with the name of the park and then a separate link to see the map, and it's like pitiful. I think there's a tremendous dearth of effective presentation of public information, and that needs to be made available. I'm one of my concerns, is whether MediaWiki alone is sufficient, and that it seems there are other open source tools that are more forum-based than a discussion-based or a blog-based or whatever, that may need really a screen of open source platforms, of which MediaWiki is one.
Wikipedia is proof that, you know, of how far you can go with this very simple format.
It's an encyclopedia, but we're not talking about an encyclopedia, we're talking about interactions of what's playing in the local movie, what the specials are.
I think the editor is going to be a real problem. When people see that in those pages, you know, I can imagine the neighbors that we're going to be able to drag out and convince them to put information about the park, and they're going to look at that stuff and they're going to say, huh? You know, they don't know how to use a computer, you know, basically. You know, I mean, if we're looking at it, you know, I see it as a, you know, like a cultural digital divide eliminator, you know, especially going to these 12 sites at the State University. That it can take a month to figure out how to use that.
Yeah. I think one of the things we'll have to do is develop apps so that people can access smartphone device. If you want to reach young people, that's how they connect into the
We kind of have to wrap up pretty soon, so I don't know if it's Jeremy.
Wikipedia has pages where you can go and submit an article to be created with all the content, because some people can't create. I don't know if this is still the case, but at one time, some people could not create articles themselves. And so we could have a page where people just do a brain dump of whatever they want to put if they're not comfortable doing it directly themselves. And then we can figure out the formatting.
That could be an advanced course.
Jeremy, I think it's pretty much a good reason, good time to go.
I've got one more point.
Okay, sure.
Okay, the last point is openness. And so at the moment we have the thing, and we're doing the neighborhoods and the structure, and there's already been some sort of closeness, like, you know, there are certain neighborhoods that aren't on there that people want to put in. And I believe that, just like Wikipedia, we should be so open that anybody can start a page on anything, and we automatically have a way of categorizing it, and just by imposing categories. So if someone, my famous example is like the bodega on the street corner wants to put themselves in there and put on their specials of the week, they, you know, whatever it's promoted, they can do that, and we just categorize it, bodegas, promotion, and so on. So that's just my last point, is like being very open, not saying this is the only kind of content that you want.
You're welcome to join nycwiki.org. We'll make you all administrators immediately.
So who's running it? Tom's running it, or you're running it?
We're running it.
It's very confusing, but it works perfectly.
Wouldn't it be great to find some other people to pick on it, to torch from schools, from high schools, colleges, whatever? I didn't realize we're out of time. And, next time. All right. Yeah. Thank you very much.